We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,354. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, influential rappers, and Halloween candy. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clock.
You're going to join. All right, here we go. Detroit man accidentally buys not one, but two lottery tickets and gets $2 million winners. Meanwhile, a drunk man says that he's the son of God and throws mailboxes and says we all are sinners. Thieves going to visit Sunshine in Hell after stealing drums from local nonprofit organization. Kentucky testing orange painted construction zones, which could have spread across the nation. And just know what you're doing if you try and steal a Tesla. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, let's face it. There's not a whole lot you can buy for only $1. In fact, off the top of my head, I could not think of anything, but after a little research, I found a few things, like a lottery scratch ticket, a change of address form at the post office, although it should be noted you'll need an additional 50 cents to make it happen, and also the $1 cup of coffee at McDonald's. But also, good news if you want to own your own home in Sicily. Apparently, a town there is auctioning off dozens of abandoned homes for $1. Well, technically, the houses will cost you $1.18, but still, that's a lot less than actress Jennifer Lawrence's new townhouse in New York City. Any guesses how much money she just dropped on a new townhouse in the West Village of New York City? Oh, I'm sorry, did you say $22 million? You are correct. She bought a townhouse for $22 million. That is a lot of money. That's also a lot of eels. And yes, I said eels. Apparently, in a new study, they determined that medieval English people, they used to pay the rent in eels. They could pay their taxes in eels. I do not know why, but live eels were as good as money. Then again, in ancient Rome, soldiers were paid off with salt. Frankly, I'd rather have salt over a living eel. That's just me. But these are some of the stories that we've stumbled across, stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in a form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, We'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the Big Show on the Random Question Question. Call 206-421-ROCK.
There we go.
Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the toes and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,354. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Probably a guaranteed future repeat, I would guess.
I don't know.
It's going to be an amazing show, man.
You said that Friday, and I'm like, we'll never play that show again.
That was a great show we did Friday.
Oh, spectacular.
You dig somewhere down the road, we might want to take a Friday or a Monday off, you know what I mean? And maybe you'll hear this show in the future, a guaranteed future repeat. You never know how that'll shake down. Either way, we've got your guests as good as mine lined up for you today. Categories are influential rappers, and as we get set for Halloween coming up this weekend, we have the most popular candies on Halloween specifically.
Uh-huh.
So we got influential rap groups, the 10 most influential rappers of all times, and then we have the most popular candies on Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, how are the kids shaking down this year as far as costumes are concerned? Is anything happening? I'm not enlightened in this world, being that my kids are growing up.
I'm not entirely sure what it is. My daughter has said she wants to be. She's one of those people where every 6 hours, it's a different answer. So I'm not 100%, but I believe we're holding off on the costume until there's some definitive answer. My son, meanwhile, he has received his werewolf costume.
Oh, he has?
In the mail, and has been a werewolf on occasion running through the
house. How does it look?
It looks awesome, man. It's a really cool mask. He's got the full fingers. So I have like the music room in the basement, and my doorknob just keeps doing that, right? But it can't. And finally, it's like, Dad, can you open the door? I'm like, open the goddamn door, man. I can't. So I opened it up, and I realized he's put on these big rubber-ass gloves. Yeah, he's got the wolf hands. So, okay, well, because he's like, I can't use my fingers.
What are they doing? Are they? I mean, you can't really have a party.
I don't know.
You can't go trick-or-treating. I mean, what is the...
I don't know,
This is someone needs to answer these questions.
I'm waiting to get closer to the time because I get the feeling they're just going to face a world of disappointment. We have been booed twice, which is something I'm not particularly thrilled with, but that is, you know...
Booed by your children?
No, it is like... So they're friends. I only discovered this 3 or 4 years ago, all right? So... And the week leading up to and maybe a few days after Halloween, your doorbell rings, and when you open the door, there's no one there, but there's a bag of candy sitting there, and it has a note that says, like, you've been booed. But now that I know what it is, yeah, the first year, you know, you don't take candy from strangers, right? That gets embedded in your head. So I open up my front door, and there is a bag of candy. There's no note who it's from, and I'm, like, slapping it out of the kid's hand and threw the whole thing away. I'm like, I don't know where that came from, man. We're not eating that.
But have needles in it.
Yeah, I found out a little bit later. Like, that was from their friend.
Hey, he's got booed.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that. You need to let me know that these things exist. Otherwise, I'm a father.
I've never heard of that either. Have you heard of that?
No, not till right
okay.
now.
Okay, all right.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, look, it's been going on the last few years. I'm sure if you have kids of trick-or-treating age, maybe you are familiar. I was unfamiliar. There's just a bag of candy from a stranger on the front steps that I threw away, only to find out later. But look, to me, that's what you do as a parent, right? Then I'm pissed because it was a good bag, man, like Reese's peanut butter cups, Hershey bars, that kind of thing. But again, it's just sitting on my doorstep. I don't know who it's from, in the trash.
Have you guys booed anybody back?
Well, that's the discussion around the house. We've gotten booed twice, and now we're like, God damn it.
But you know who it's from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because now people, but now you got to boo them back.
Just give them pizza.
Boo.
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 Pizza. Yeah. Have a note on the inside when you look at it.
I am so scared.
Boo. Yeah, get it with something crappy on there, like pineapple and anchovy. You know what I mean? Like, get him the worst possible pizza.
Get him a bag full of dum-dums.
Yeah, that's,
Yeah, they got Tootsie Blow Pops and Tootsie Rolls. I'm like, that's all you. Yeah.
Halloween candy coming up, and the most influential rappers of all times on Your Guess is as Good as Mine. And today is the day we do our random question, 206-421.
Random.
Hello,
random,
TJ.
Random,
welcome random, to the men's room.
Que pasa, bitches?
Hola.
TJ, welcome to the program. Random question. We're talking a little Halloween. Here's a question for you.
Sawyer's a good idea. Someone that chimed in and just said, look, we're making our house into a haunted house and having a small party for our kids.
Very nice.
That works.
Okay. All right, TJ, this year, do you have any plans on buying Halloween candy?
Well, I've learned, basically, I buy one bag of candy that I can't stand and don't care about. Try to get the biggest bag as possible, and then I buy a couple bags of my favorites.
Okay, so you buy a bag to hand out, and then you buy bags for yourself. Okay, so what would be something that you would say that you're just not interested in? Is it like sweet tarts or Tootsie Rolls or what?
Candy corn, sweethearts, Twix, mothball crap, you know.
Ooh, Twix isn't bad.
Reese's Cup and Snickers, man.
I don't think Twix fits in that category. So what do you buy for yourself?
Reese's Cup, Snickers, dark chocolate, whatever I can find at Hershey's. That's good.
Okay.
I'm convinced that every time a child grabs a Reese's peanut butter cup, deep down, the adult in the house is watching them take it, is pissed. Like, that's what I don't want you to take.
That's my house, brother. They don't get a chance at all. They don't even see it. They don't even know I have it.
Do you ever give out the real crappy stuff like Bit of Honey and some of those?
I have been known to go to cheap department stores, and that'll do just fine. Thank you. And grab that, and there you go. I don't even look what's inside. You know that?
Honestly.
No-name candy stuff.
Do
it by the handful, so that makes them think they're really getting something.
In a regular year.
That's kind of evil.
I'm going to give you a handful of garbage, but it looks good.
In a regular year.
It sure feels good in your bag, doesn't it, kid?
What is the average number of trick-or-treaters you normally would get?
Well, see, now that's the beauty of it. The first year I moved there, I bought bags and bags and got 20 kids.
That's not bad. I've lived here for 15 years and never had a trick-or-treater once, and I live downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So now I count on 20. There better not be any more, and if there's any less, that's okay, because the first 20 are getting that handfuls of...
Once again, it's a little too comfortable now.
Easy. I like him.
Okay, radio. I got a hypothetical for you, all right?
Sucker, mother... and... please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Okay, Ted. All right. Now, honest to God, it's Saturday night. It's Halloween night. You're at home. All right?
All right.
I've got my costume on. I come and knock on your door.
All right.
Based on what you have right now, and I'm a very cute kid, and I got a costume on that you really like.
Correct.
I'm wearing Maryland football outfit or something. You're like, Jesus, this guy.
I love this kid,
right? But based on what you have in your kitchen, just right now, if you knew you had to go back in there and get me one thing, what could you possibly get?
Mustard.
Right now where your refrigerator sits, what's in the freezer, what's in the pantry, what could you possibly give me?
Man, I don't have much in there.
I know, guess, but I'm a kid. I'm cute.
Right.
I mean,
you want something?
Mr. Smith? Trick or treat?
Like a can of tuna?
I don't
have anything.
Could you give me a slice of Chicago pie?
Well, you could have a piece of leftover pizza.
All right, I'm just thinking.
Just put that in a Ziploc. Well, I thought it had to be sealed.
It's whatever you want to give me. It's whatever you have. Right.
I could have given you some little mini Pop-Tarts, but I ate them this weekend.
Oh, see? Well, I don't know that. That doesn't help me. I'm here for something.
Yeah, I'm racking my brain. I don't think I have anything sweet individually wrapped up.
It doesn't have to be sweet. It can just be whatever. I mean, you have anything? Like a little can of applesauce? Nothing?
I do have a jar of homemade applesauce.
Would you give me that?
That kid's not eating that. There's not a parent on earth be like, oh, it's homemade?
Because I'm trying to think what I got right now. I could put some peanut butter on a couple Ritz crackers.
Well, I would reassure the parents.
Milk.
I didn't make it. A friend's wife made it, so that makes it okay.
Right. That helps.
Because, if someone knocks on my door on Saturday night, that's basically how this is going down. I'm going to run upstairs.
You know what I'd give you? Wow. I have a package of Landjager. Two of them in there.
Oh, there's got to be some sausages.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's not too bad.
That's not terrible.
No?
It's not very Halloween, but I got a can of tuna, a jar of homemade applesauce, and some Landier.
I got a bag salad. You know what I mean? One of those pre-made salads. Throw that together when you get home, okay? You want Asian or Caesar?
You're right.
Dude, that's the only two flavors I have in my house, too.
Exactly. Reason we asked, are you going to go buy any Halloween candy? Odds are there's going to be way few people trick-or-treating at your home this year. And if you're like most of us, you're thinking, great, more candy for me. According to a new survey, 83% of people say they are still planning to buy Halloween candy this year.
Yeah, because that's their excuse to eat it.
Right? 40% of the people are only going to buy the candy they like because they don't plan to hand it out.
Oh, you can be pissed if someone knocks on your door.
And 38% are even excited. They won't have to hand it out. So they can eat more for themselves. Survey also found 3/4 of parents are still planning to take their kids out trick-or-treating this year, but they'll only go an average of 5 houses. So they're going to try to keep it safe with the neighbors and do it that way.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what to do. Someone else, they had a good idea. They're doing a candy scavenger hunt in the neighborhood. That way the kids keep their distance, but the kids still have something exciting to look for, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just not that guy. So I need to find someone else who's doing that and see if my kids can go. Like, that's how I play that. Oh, you're doing what? Yeah, let me drop my kids off. Not doing that.
That's a good idea.
That is a fantastic idea. Drop my kids off. Someone else says a shot of whiskey. Look, and I know Jolly Joe started doing this last year because we had said jokingly, we said, look, you know, Halloween's not like it used to be. So when your kids go out for Halloween, depending on their age, as a parent, you're stuck with them. And every parent I know either has a cup of booze or they have the flask, whatever it is. We said, you know, when you knock on the door, if you had like airplane minis, give like a bottle of Jack to dad and the kids get the candy. And now Jolly Joe said he did it last year and that it was an overwhelming success. I like the idea. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Bill, welcome to the program. Random question. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, before you ask, I'm going to pull over here and play things safe.
Okay.
All right, fair enough, Bill. Let's see here.
That kills our first question.
All right, exactly. Yeah. Are you okay now, Bill?
Yeah, I'm perfect.
All right, by the way, if I did knock on your door in Halloween costume right now, what do you have in your house that you could actually give me?
Actual candy.
You do have candy in your home. What do you got?
We've got some of the, you know, that mixed stuff. It's mostly chocolate.
That's great. I got you. That's the only time you can get a Crackle Bar.
Yeah.
You're not kidding, man.
That's my favorite.
Movie theaters and Halloween. Someone else points out if you went to their house, you could get a roll of toilet paper. Someone else, they could give you a stapler.
I'm just trying to think realistically if this happens to me, what I could give. You know what I mean? Honestly, what do I have to give?
You're going to have to give them money.
I don't know.
You're going to have to hand that kid like a dollar bill.
Maybe I'll give him like 4 or 5 Tide Pods. I'm trying to think what I have that's
oh, that's good.
You know, like,
I don't feel good.
No, not to eat. You know what I mean? Just
but kids eat them.
And it's
home.
A child. You keep throwing Tide Pods in their bag.
Kids eat Tide Pods because Tide Pods look delicious.
I don't know what I have. I really don't have anything.
You don't have, I don't know
what. If like I had that. It, I'd eat it. You know?
Right. If it's something I like.
I can't just order a random Twix bar in a drawer. There's no such thing as a random Twix bar
right.
in a drawer.
If it's in the house, it's
gone.
Been
it's gone. That thing barely survived an hour in my house. All right, here you go on your random question. In your travels, Bill, where would you say is the place that's had the worst water that you've ever tasted? We talked about last week how bad the water is in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
My own home out in Lakewood. That's why I buy water by the bottle.
Wait, you're talking about the water out of your tap. It tastes so bad that you invest in bottled water?
Yes, sir.
Where did you say you lived again?
Lakewood.
What's wrong with the water?
Well, I was raised on well water, which was straight up from the spring.
Right.
So when I moved out to the cities, Lakewood, in my opinion, has got the worst station water I've had. I've even had water from California.
Whoa.
Get out of here.
California water.
World traveler.
After some of the worst I've had, Virginia, not all of Virginia, but Norfolk, Virginia, where my grandparents live.
Was water. That supposed to be a shot in California water?
I've never heard much about California water.
Bill just threw him under the bus.
Yeah, I mean,
had some of that crap from California.
California water.
You know what I'm talking about.
Got to wash it down with a taco.
I would get this to my dog.
Reason we asked in your travels, where would you say has the worst water? Good news for thirsty lunar explorers. NASA said it has detected water on the sunlit surface of the moon for the first time. Researchers using a Boeing 747 that goes up to about 45,000 feet confirmed that the chemical signature of H2O was spotted on the moon's surface in one of the largest crater formations. The detection is very unique for molecular water. It is the same thing as you would drink on Earth, but the abundance is extremely low. You'll need to process a few thousand kilograms of lunar regolith to get 1 kilogram of water.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, that's a big deal.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now, a bunch of different countries and agencies are trying to get some kind of permanent settlement on the moon. I mean, not thousands of people, but having water there makes a huge, huge difference. Because you can just distill it there as opposed to paying for the weight of getting it up there.
Yep. Random.
So if you're on the moon, good news.
It's going to be better than that California water.
Oh, way better than California water. Are you kidding me? I'm drinking my moon water, dog. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
It's really funny you guys had that question about the water. Because that was me last week when we were talking about the fact that I don't like water.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a non-water drinking woman. That's right.
You're just weird, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
Yeah, it's still weird. I mean, it's water, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, someone does comment, L.A. has terrible water.
Huh.
So we don't know about Northern California, but that L.A. water, yeah, can kiss my ass.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's go with this one, Lise. What, can you play a musical instrument? Is there any musical interest, even if you've just played it for a few years or anything that you've played your entire life? Can you play anything?
I actually, when I was in high school, I played the trumpet. And mostly the snare drum and some cymbals there in the drum line.
All right, let me ask you this. If there's a trumpet laying around, could you pick it up and then knock something out with it?
Heck no. No, I mean, I might be able to make a noise on it, but I do not remember how to play it at all.
Really? Interesting. How many years did you play it?
3.5, 4, maybe.
All right, let me ask you this, because I don't know too much about the brass world, but is the fingering the same if you were to get a tuba or a French horn or any of that stuff like that, a baritone? Or
I think the fingering's the same on those three-valve instruments, but your starting note is different.
But okay, all right.
So, like, one's tuned to B, one's tuned to C sharp or something like that, but otherwise, roughly the same.
And you said you could play some drums?
Well, just the snare drum. It was, like, very, very basic. But then cymbals, though, I was excellent at the cymbals.
Wait,
you could crash two cymbals together?
What made you so good at the cymbals?
Say that again?
What made you so good on cymbals?
I just, I made it look cool and did it at the right time. It was all about accenting what the drum.
Well, of course you did it at the right, you're percussion. You're there to keep time. You got to do it at the right time.
You hit the crescendo, right, pretty much?
Well, yes, actually, basically, it was just at the right time when, you know, because there's like I cannot for the life of me remember the name of the drums, but when they're doing all the cool tricks and stuff and making it sound cool, and I just, at the right time, just said,
the cymbals, you know what the cymbals remind me of? It was an old sketch a long time ago, like way early on SNL, and it featured Andy Kaufman. And he just walks out there, and they're playing the Mighty Mouse theme song, right?
Right.
The only line that he does the entire time is, "Here I come to save the day." But he's just waiting.
Right.
He's standing there. He's waiting.
He's waiting. He's waiting. That's what a cymbal player looks like to me. You're just kind of like waiting for like your three shots during the song. That's it. That's all you got.
Until the very end. If there's like a big buildup, then cymbals, right, they get to rock, right?
This is a terrible story. And the reason we ask, can you play a musical instrument? Thieves have targeted a local nonprofit here in Seattle, and they stole more than 100 drums.
Come on.
That were donated to the Seattle World Percussion Society. The organization puts on its annual World Rhythm Festival in downtown here and loan their musical equipment to people in the community. When they weren't using their drums, they stored them in a trailer at the Journey Christian Center in Lake City. A few months ago, they started to notice that a few drums were missing, then a few more. Right now, over 100 drums. These guys donate drums for kids.
Come on, man.
Musical events. They were caught on the surveillance video leaving a few of their large drums, but everything else is still missing. A box of T-shirts. This was at the Seattle Drum School down in Georgetown. Members just said they wish the suspects would just come to them for help if they need any money or anything like that. But please do not steal the drums from the people who need it. Musical equipment so far estimated about $10,000 to replace.
Damn.
They need $4,000 to replace a trailer, which is more money than a nonprofit has at this point in time, as you can imagine. If you do have any information about this, please contact the Seattle Police Department. Because that's just not cool. More of the Random Question coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Your guess is mine. I guess as good as mine. Coming up, categories, influential rappers, and your top 10 favorite Halloween candies.
Spooky.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up right after emails on a Random Question. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, random, Dave. Random, welcome to the Men's Room. Random.
Good afternoon.
Hola.
Dave, welcome to the program. Random question. How you doing, man?
Not too bad, man. I'm hanging in there, you know,
doing
what we can.
Okay. Dave, I think you can answer this question. Pretty easy one. Typically, when you go to the liquor store, what is the one thing that you always pick up? Everybody's got something they like. Even if they're not out of it, you know, I'll just get another bottle because I know I'll drink it, you know.
No, I'm a growler filler.
So you go and get growlers of your favorite draft beer?
Oh, yeah. Go to Trails End and the Ram and, you know.
What is your beer? What's your beer of choice?
I'm an IPA guy.
Okay.
And the Ram, they make their own beer. I know they're a chain, but they brew their own beer, right?
I believe
they do. Yeah.
They're like a Gordon Biersch or whatever.
Unfortunately, that's where I was working as a manager when the pandemic hit.
Is Ram still open inside with limited dining?
Correct, but I'm not invited back yet.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man. You know what? As far as underrated places, I don't know, that you can go and watch football, hang out, get great chicken wings, great food, potato skins, the whole deal, man. There's nothing wrong with going to the Ram and spending an afternoon, man. That's a great spot.
My wife disagrees.
No, I got you. No, it's been tough.
Do they have any kind of timeline for a full reopen, or is it just at the mercy of whatever?
Oh, I was just there when I called you guys. I'm actually driving to get some stuff for dinner tonight, and I got a barbecue and everything else.
Okay.
I mean, they've got plexiglass up now between each booth, so they're able to seat more. They're able to have more volume.
Okay, all right. So what you said? You said you were
I'm hoping that opens up so that I can come back.
You said you were a manager there?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you get back to work soon too.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully.
I just want to be able to sit back at the bar again. You know, and I get what the bars are doing and everything, but as a guy who likes the bar, specifically the bar within the bar, like the tables are not awful, obviously. I'm still getting my booze and all that, but it's just, I just look at that big empty bar like, come on.
Ted, you're loving this.
I kind of have.
Yeah, you're a table guy.
I've been a table guy.
You're a table guy, and this is a table lifestyle.
Yeah, like, all right, I guess I'll sit at a table.
Okay.
6 feet.
Do you guys always have to pick up anything specific if you go to a liquor store? Is there anything you'd like to buy?
I'll always try to grab a bottle of whiskey. It's just one of the, because I know I'm going to crush the beer. I'll even crush the whiskey. The whiskey just takes longer.
Yeah, generally, if I walk into a liquor store, I'm probably getting a bottle of Jameson.
Okay. All right. I like Who's Songs.
I do like your songs. I've been trying to keep tequila out of the house.
It's out of my house after Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that mean, what'd you guys do, just dump it out?
Yeah. I dumped it out in 2 ounce little pours.
Did you really?
Oh.
You killed a whole bottle?
No, it was already like, I don't know how much was already drank. It was at least half. But
right.
When you wake up the next morning on a Sunday morning and there's just an empty bottle of tequila on your coffee table, like, it's just not a good look.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man.
Right?
Reason we asked, what do you buy at the liquor store? This is a hell of a story. We go to Pontiac, Michigan, and a fight at a Pontiac liquor store late Thursday night ended with a man shooting another man to death.
Jesus.
And then he paid for his items and left the store.
In that order?
Yes. The incident took place at about 10:45 at the Huron Liquor Store. Oakland County Sheriff's Office said deputies arrived after the shooting and found a 34-year-old man bleeding and lying in the aisle. He had been shot twice, once in his chest and once in his groin. Medics transported him to a hospital, but he died from his injuries. The surveillance video shows the suspect, a 26-year-old man, paying for his items at the counter. All right. When the victim comes in and just randomly starts punching him. The fight then goes off camera, police said, and then other customers can be seen fleeing from the store. Suspect then paid for his items after he shot the man and then left. Police were still on the scene when the suspect's mother called from their home about a mile from the store. She said her son was the one involved in the fight and that he shot the man who attacked him. Police arrived and recovered the gun and arrested the suspect, who is a CPL holder. They will present their case to the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office. No video will be released to the public, according to the Sheriff's Office. But either way, guy gets attacked.
Mm-hmm.
He shoots the guy twice. He's laying in the aisle bleeding. He goes back to the counter. He pays for his stuff.
I respect that.
And he walks out the door. Like nothing happened.
I'll shoot you, but I'm not a thief.
I would be under the assumption, like if you get into a car accident, you know, you exchange information, whatever the deal is. But if I shoot someone, I would have to think that I probably would need to stick around. You know what I mean?
Sure. On the other hand, like the cops are going to find me.
It's self-defense.
I might as well get a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look, he still paid for his stuff, which I imagine the cashier had to be like, okay.
What about the cleanup in aisle five? You know what I mean?
I'm sure he mentioned
that. Did it say what he got?
It did not say what he got.
Interesting.
I don't know either.
I'm guessing chips and a soda.
You think chips and a soda?
In a liquor store?
Mm.
Oh, that's right. It was a liquor store.
Yes. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. He's getting
random.
And this happened on Sunday?
Random,
hey, look, if a liquor store had more snacks, I'd buy them.
Random. Yeah, some. Yeah. At least have some chips or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Say most liquor stores I've been to, their food offerings pair very well with booze.
It should be like what you get at a bar, like beer nuts, that bar.
Yeah, it's like peanuts, all kinds of different chips.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like when I worked at a liquor store, we had one rack, and it was basically like chips, nuts, and Slim Jims.
Right, exactly. We know what you're going to eat based on what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, RJ. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. RJ, welcome to the program. Random question, question. All right, let's go with this one here. That's a good one. When did you maybe use fake paperwork, RJ?
Oh, let's see. Fake paperwork. Actually, my first year in college staying with my stepmother, who is a revered lawyer in the area and basically financially supporting me, she needed to see grades, and I did not have them at the time. Paying more attention to the ladies than the studies. And I went to the administration office, and I may have some excuse, but I had them give me something on a letterhead so that I could see the paper that they got. And I found a way of making a copy of the letterhead and then typing up my own grades, more or less.
How did you end up doing?
Yeah, what was your GPA?
I mean, did you make it believable or was it unbelievable?
I made it very believable. I think I did like 2.9 and I needed a 2.8 for her to be happy.
All right, well, that was smart.
You
didn't overdo it, you know what I mean? And that way, when your real grades came out later, it wouldn't look like you just fell off a cliff.
I did my senior year in high school. I made a fake report card saying it came time to fill in the grades. I'm like, for me to get away with this, there cannot be any A's or B's. It was all C. I even gave myself like a C minus.
Because
that's better than the F's.
Quick thing, guys. I have to speak on the water issue that you talked of earlier.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak to Northern California. I grew up in one of the most prestigious areas in the world, Pebble Beach, Carmel Bay, Carmel by the Sea, in Monterey Bay. And we're talking highest of the high, and I was the working class that served the rich kids around me.
and my dad ran a little restaurant.
Yeah, there's called Bubba Gump's.
Yeah, there's one in Monterey.
I know.
Miles and I have both been to that
we're
one.
Just joking.
But, hey, the water there, if you pour a glass of water off tap anywhere in that area, no matter how rich it is, you have to let the water settle. It actually is, like, white and cloudy.
Yes, it is.
And it has like, a texture to it, almost.
It's almost like there's water softeners on every unit before they hit the faucet there.
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of how water is.
All the comments coming in today have corroborated that water in California, no matter what part of California, is just ass.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, babe, northern, southern, everyone's like, it is garbage.
Did you ever have a fake ID when you were younger?
I didn't need one. My dad ran the local bar. My mom was a cop.
Okay. Wow. So when were you legally then able to go into the bar and drink?
Well,
I mean, according to your dad's law.
I did a lot of the cleanup and restaurant work for Dad for cheap labor, and it was more or less like he just knew. I had my closet had liquor in it when I was 16.
Yeah.
He already knew I was going to do it. My mom was just more or less the greatest one about it at all because she just told all my friends, if you're going to do the stupid stuff you're going to do it at my house.
Yeah, you're doing it at a cop's house.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So we just had it. As soon as we took a sip of liquor or smoked a joint or whatever we did, we had to stay in the house. We weren't allowed out.
I do that now.
Yeah.
I'll smoke a joint, drink liquor, and stay home. I'm perfectly okay with that, man.
Exactly.
Hell, that was my day yesterday.
I just want to say one more thing. You guys are one.
Oh.
I never called in, and I just want to say I'm in the service industry, and we're all serving the people we can the way we can, and I appreciate what you do.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate what you guys do, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is right, by the way.
What's that?
I've been to Carmel. Like, one time. It might be one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life.
I've heard about it. I've had no reason to go. And I know, you've shot golf at Pebble Beach or whatever.
Right there in March.
So I've never... Why were you there, dude? Were you shooting golf?
I was at a wedding, were you?
I was... Right. Our friend of ours, who's done very well, he had his rehearsal dinner on the beach, a clam bake on the beach at Carmel.
Is that Little Trooper?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. That dude... Listen, this guy, and I'll refrain from saying... We call him Little Trooper. This guy was an intern when I first started in radio. He was like 16 years old, right? Little redhead kid, but very smart. You knew he was smart. You knew he was sharp. I remember when he had to leave the radio station, he's like, yeah, I landed some ridiculous gig in New York City. Ted's been in contact with him the last 18, 20 years.
Well, remember, he was just going to New York City because he got into NYU.
Right.
He starts working weekends at another company, and they were like, hey, you want to give the sales a shot? And just skyrockets.
Damn. This dude owns like a racehorse now or whatever the hell it
he
is.
Does.
Jesus Christ.
Just, if you've ever been to Monterey Bay, there's the one main hotel, like, on Cannery Row. Like, that's where he had his wedding. Like, other wedding parties were driving by to get pictures where he had his.
Damn.
It's beautiful down there.
It is. But that clam bake on Carmel, I was just like, this is unreal. It was also one of the first times I had guacamole.
Oh, really? Wow. What an eye-opener.
Living right? On the edge.
Get out of here. Reason we asked, when did you use fake paperwork is a weird one, but travelers are now using fake coronavirus test certificates to board flights, and they're getting about $150 for the forged result, by the way. Many airlines are now requiring proof of a negative coronavirus test before travelers can board a plane to certain countries. Therefore, they're basically selling these false negative certificates for anybody who wants them for about $150 for the bogus documents. A man was told how he was given a negative test by a friend, and then he changed the name to his own and printed it out. He used it to travel to Pakistan. There you need 96 hours beforehand with a negative test to be able to get into the country. He said he was able to travel to Pakistan with his fake test, and he got in successfully. So there's a new little pop-up.
Congratulations. You made it to Pakistan.
Good times, good times.
Random.
That's just not where I would go personally. If I got my fake documents, let's go to Pakistan. That's the one.
About time we got back there.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Brandon, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Brandon. Let's go with this one. Brandon, honest to God, in your lifetime, how many enemies would you say that you have?
Oh, man. Let's say five.
Five. Is this going back to being in school? Are these people that you worked with, associates?
School for sure.
And how many of these, how many guys did you have during school that you were enemies with?
Well, there's two that I actually got into fist fights with, but, you know, there's a good two others I didn't like.
Now, let me ask you a question. Sometimes fist fights do exactly what they're meant to do. You squash the beef, you're done with it.
Sure.
You're able to just brush off and say, you know what, man, we can deal with each other now. Did that seem to happen after you got in a fight with these guys?
Well, only with one guy. I seen him maybe 4 years ago, right? And we shook hands and laughed about it.
It's
weird. Maybe like a month later, he got put in jail for life. He shot and killed a dude and his son.
Jesus Christ.
Glad okay.
Glad you made up with him, man.
So there was always something about this guy that, you know what I mean, he was, something was off.
Yeah, he was a little crazy.
It's just weird when you get in a fight with someone. It's kind of like they almost become your Eskimo brother.
Yeah, in some weird way.
Yeah, it's now, how about professionally? Have you ever gotten into it with anybody at work or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Back when I was working in a dairy distribution center, for sure.
Is there beef in the milk world? What's going on?
you pull fat-free when it's supposed to be 1%. Hey, that starts the fight, dude.
That's all it takes, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
what are you saying? You pull skim milk instead of 1% and someone gets punched?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I did not know that it was
I would sense. Never have known it. Yeah. I want to watch
out. You grab a bag of mozzarella instead of cheddar, you're fired, man.
What is your favorite type of milk product? Which favorite brand?
I don't drink anything but whole.
I know, but what brand do you like to buy? Are you loyal to any brand?
No.
Okay. All right.
As long as it's whole.
Yeah. I'm a Smith Brothers
fan. That is a tough world in the dairy world,
who
man.
Knew?
I'd watch that on a reality show. He said to get mozzarella. He pulled cheddar.
Hey, Mike, where you live, don't they have like a big dairy gold plant out there kind of close to Issaquah?
Yes, they do. Right,
I always wanted to just go up there and just like turn the knob up and just, you know what I mean, put your mouth under there and get a big swig driving by. You ever think about that?
Oh, absolutely.
On your way to Poo-Poo Point or whatever, like, I got to go for a glass of milk. Why not? They fill them right up there. You'd think you'd just be able to walk up and get a glass of milk.
You get more excited about milk than anybody.
It's milk, but it's right there. It's on the side of the road, like, pull over, like, dude, just give me a glass of skim. Wouldn't you do it?
No.
I would.
I mean, is it chocolate or regular?
It doesn't matter. Wouldn't
yes, it
both?
Does.
If it's chocolate, I'm stopping.
Chocolate's a treat.
Yeah, but I mean, you can just right from the teat.
Well, you just suck on an udder.
That's what I'm saying.
Trying to get you a cow.
That's what it is.
You can just squirt that teat directly in your bowl of cereal.
Also, they fill up like giant trucks there full of milk.
That's what I'm saying.
And you have a glass.
They stick their mouth under there. Like,
it's going to blow you away.
How was he killed? He drowned on milk when I opened the nozzle. Yeah.
He drowned standing up.
You know you've always wanted to try that. I go swimming in milk, man.
I would not.
No?
No.
Think about how smooth your skin would be when you got up.
I mean, I do have interest, I guess, in submerging
in
milk.
If you saw a big pool of milk, you'd jump in, right?
No.
You just swim with your mouth open?
It'd be weird, though, because I don't know how deep it is.
Would you swim it? Would you jump into a pool of chocolate milk?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. I would do that.
Oh, my God.
Am I drinking it or just swimming
in
it?
You do whatever you want.
Whatever, you're in it now.
Yeah. Just don't pee in there, Steve.
Well.
You can't pee in the chocolate milk.
If I jump into your milk, I'm peeing in your milk pool.
No, you're not.
Chocolate, yes,
no,
I am.
You're not.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
And it'll be obvious.
No way. If it's full of beer, chocolate milk, you can't pee in it.
If it's beer or chocolate milk, I would not pee in your pool. Water or milk, yes.
What do you
Maybe
think would
not
be,
whole milk.
What do you
but
think the best
milk.
Thing to jump into would be? Would it be beer? Would it be chocolate milk?
I would think whole milk because it's thick.
Because it's thicker?
Mean? Yeah.
Okay. Maybe pancake batter?
Ooh.
Ooh. What about Coca-Cola? Would that burn?
Like, I think it'd burn.
It'd just be so sticky.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fine, though. I'm covered in milk.
Reason we asked, how many enemies do you have? A survey asked 30,000 Americans to answer the question. How many enemies would you say you have? They didn't really define what an enemy is, but according to results, most popular answer so far, believe it or not, is zero. 44% of people said they don't have any enemies in life. 5% said one, 10% said two and five. Most people have just squashed their differences and moved on, so it's not like they have the same kind of anger they did when they were a little bit younger. So I guess as they get older, it's just like they just put the grudges behind them and don't worry about it anymore.
I can think of two enemies, though.
I mean,
you know one of them.
Yeah, I sure do. You mean the guy you met in the parking lot?
Yeah, I was going to beat his ass, but the security guard came up and broke it up.
Damn that security guard. More of the random question coming up 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.